everybody. This week in All Things Fishing, we compare the Plano 3600 size waterproof divided box to the Flambeau 4000 series waterproof box. On this week, we will go over the prices for these two boxes, and in the end, we will decide. We will go through all the size, the durability, the amount of waterproofness, and in the end, we'll decide which one is better. Hey everybody, I am excited to be recording the 52nd episode of the All Things Fishing podcast this week. And this week, like I said in the introduction, we will be talking about Plano versus Flambeau. Two very, very, very good box companies here that we'll be comparing today. Both of them work. I'm just going to say that right now. But before we start the show, I'm going to start off with Lure of the Week and talk about how fishing has been going the past few weeks. So for fishing, I got to fish basically the entire weekend, which is very, very awesome. I had a great time. We had a very, very awesome trout stream right by our campsite. I got probably the biggest trout of my life. It was a 15 and a half inch tiger trout. I am very happy about that. As well as quite a few, like a few speckled trout and then some tiny stream smallmouth. I'm very, very happy about it. And every single one of these fish we caught on a Ned rig. A tiny little 1.5 inch piece of Senko. Just like crushed fish on like a mushroom head jig. We crushed fish with this Ned rig. I'm very, very happy about it. I knew Ned rigs worked for bass. I knew they were great for stream smallmouth or river smallmouth. But I never thought I would get the biggest trout of my life on a Ned rig. And we were actually using the technique for a Ned rig that most people stay away from, which is like called swimming a Ned. Most people dead stick a Ned, which is just like you cast it out, especially among rocks, it really works. And you just let it sit until a fish comes and bites it. But swimming a Ned, you use it more like a swim jig, where you cast it out, and we were just casting it out and reeling it in at a steady pace, not jerking the rod tip, not doing anything. And that's how we were catching a ton of fish, so I'm very, very happy about it. If you guys listened to the last episode, you'll know that the lure, I guess, would work last week, is the Cotton Cordell Super Spot. And like I just said, I put that on my rod maybe once. It was a relatively small stream, so no, and also, the trout have really small mouths, so they wouldn't have been able to take it even if they had wanted to. But, so the lure of the week that ended up working was obviously the Ned rig, like I just talked about. And the conditions this week are looking about the same as they were last week. So I'm going to have to guess the Ned rig will probably be a good lure to throw on like around the East Coast for bass this week. So now, like I said, we're going to talk about Plano versus Flambeau is going to be this week's main part of the episode. But, again, these are two very good companies. Nothing is, like these are good companies. I have already an idea in my head of which one I like more. But I'm just going to kind of compare them on this episode. We'll see which one ends up having, like, coming out on top. But, again, this is Plano and Flambeau. So first up, I'm going to start kind of just talking about, I'm going to compare the exact same boxes from these two companies. I'm going to compare these boxes, and then I'll talk about the selection, like what each of these companies offers, and I'll talk about which one I like best. So first up, like I said, is the Plano 4000 series box. It's a waterproof divided box. That is a Flambeau box. The one I just said was Flambeau. I said it was Plano. My bad. That is a Flambeau box. And then a Plano 3600 stowaway size waterproof divided box. So these are the exact same boxes. A bit different colors, but they are the same size, same divider configuration. But they are from Plano and Flambeau. So I'm going to start off with rust protection, the rust protection factor. The Plano box does not have any rust protection. There are some much more expensive ones you can get that have that rust protection. the cheaper ones don't. But the Flambeau boxes, basically all of them, except the very, very cheap ones, basically all of them have, basically all of them have rust protection. I'm just gonna say that. They basically all have rust protection. You're not paying any more, like, they don't have another series without rust protection, so you can't, there's not really a price to compare to. They have some very small, like, pocket size trays without rust protection. And they are less expensive, I guess you could say, but that's also because it's less plastic going into making them. But so again, the Flambeau box that we're talking about today, that we're comparing today, does have rust protection, and I tested it. I actually, both these boxes are the ones, if you listened to last week, you'll know that I did the rust protection test that Flambeau says that they do on the boxes, and the Flambeau one did have significantly less rust than the Plano one did. So that is for the rust protection factor. And then both of these boxes, I have had a bit of trouble with the water leaking in, but these are divided. So, like, I wouldn't put electronics in here, but these are divided boxes, so you are not going to be able to fit any sort of electronics in here anyway. And the lures that you are going to be putting in here are kind of designed to get wet. So if they get a bit wet, it doesn't matter. And also, like I said last week, for both these boxes, it took like two or three bricks to hold them underwater. And so it's, even if it does fall in the water, it's not gonna sink, and it's not gonna get, the water's not gonna get above that, where the joint, I guess, where the lid flaps up, it's not gonna get above that. So basically, in the end, there will be no water in this box once you get it out of the water. So next up is durability, just in general, the durability. So for the overall durability of these boxes, I'm gonna say that they're both the same. They both have about the same level of durability. I will say though that the latches on the Plano box feel like they are a little bit more flexible, and they're not gonna break as soon as the ones on the Flambeau one will. The Flambeau ones feel a bit more rigid in that if they there's any extra force, then if you're putting too much force on them, that they will snap. And then also the Plano one is easier to it's easier to latch. I just like how it latches more. But the Plano one, the Flambeau one does feel more secure when it's closed than the Plano one does. So that's just for overall durability. And then I'll compare the price now. So the price for these boxes, for the Flambeau one, the Flambeau 4000 series, the 4000, the 4001 technically is the subcategory. But the Flambeau 4001 size box, which is a waterproof divided box, just again, I'll say that. It's a waterproof divided box. It is $9.99. So basically $10 there for a very good box that has rust protection. Yeah, and then the Plano one that I just talked about a couple minutes ago is the Plano 3600 stowaway size waterproof divided box, and it is $14.99. So basically, there's a $5 difference in these boxes, and the more expensive one does not have any rust protection, and the less expensive one does. So that is just, the rust protection is a big factor, especially if you're paying more for the box that has rust pro that does not have rust protect. If you're paying more for the box that doesn't have rust protection, and you're paying less for the, you have to pay less for the box that does have rust protection, that's just that's a big factor, especially if the one with rust protection is less expensive than the one without it. So that is the comparison I'm going to do today for those two boxes. Next up, I'll just get into the company in general. So the selection of, so I'll just go with 3600 size boxes or 3600 stowaway size boxes from these companies. So from Flambeau, they do not have a very big, they do not have nearly as wide of a selection of boxes as Plano does. Plano has a very, very wide variety. They have many specialized boxes you can get. They have cheap boxes, and then they have the fairly expensive Plano Edge series, which are like $40 or $50 sometimes. They have a much more wide variety of options from for all their boxes. So I will say that overall, probably I will stick with Flambeau for the box that I'm gonna buy, but Plano does have a much, if you're willing to pay a bit more money for things that are basically the same, Plano does have a much wider variety of just boxes. They have specialized boxes, they have cheap boxes, they have more expensive boxes. They have waterproof boxes. They have some of the more expensive boxes do have rust protection. The cheaper ones that I compared today, like this is basically the cheapest box you can get. That's waterproof. This is basically the cheapest one you can get. It's waterproof. It does not have rust protection, but some of them do. So yeah. So overall, I'm gonna say these companies, I'm gonna say they're probably tied. Just in general, they're tied for the box durability, like the durability level for these two boxes. But then also the price is a big factor that comes in. So if you're willing to pay a bit more, and if you want one company that you're gonna buy everything from, then Plano is a very good company to go to because. Especially if you want to have some of your boxes like very specialized with like if you want like a crankbait box and you want a spinnerbait box and you want a join and swimbait box, and you can get a specialized box for every type of lure you have from Plano. But from Flambeau, really, they only have the they do have some like some crankbait some crank some big crankbait boxes. But really, generally, they don't have Flambeau does not make specialized boxes. They just make the all-purpose divided boxes. So again, I'm gonna say these companies are probably tied. If you're looking for one that you can get a much wider variety of options from, probably I would go with Plano. But if you're just looking to get a bunch of boxes there that are high durability level and that work and that are less expensive than the Plano ones, and you just want to get a bunch of the same thing, then I would go to Flambeau. So that's a comparison for today. Hopefully this just helped you guys. If you're looking for one company to buy everything from, and you're not sure whether you want to go with Plano or Flambeau, hopefully this helped you guys decide what you should buy from Plano and what you should buy from Flambeau. So that's this week's episode, and I'll see you guys next week.